In today's episode, we're going to share with you why having your guest's name in your episode title is actually doing them and yourself a huge disservice.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners.
Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Tyg O'Shea.
I'm Anthony Wineri.
You might as well be hating on your guest by having their name in the title.
Tyg, tell me more. And I guess before that, like, where did this come about? Like, how did this come about in terms of like, this title? You hating on people having guest names in their titles? Like, what's the origin story here, mate?
What's the origin story with this being top of mind for us? Or
Yeah, top of mind for us.
Well, it's hard not to be that way when most episode titles are just guest names. We just see it everywhere. With clients, podcasters that we work with, podcasters that we don't, and we just see the titles. I think it's pretty standard practice that if you have a guest, the name is often at the front of the title, but certainly in the title. The guest is a focus in the title, put it that way.
Okay, talk to me there. So why is that an issue? I'm a bit confused. So why do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, well, what's the intention of episode titles?
Yeah, I guess the intention, if you're following the Get More Listeners philosophy, the Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing philosophy.
If you've been keeping up for the last few weeks, you should know, you will know this on the back of your hand. And if you have been, thank you.
It's to sell the listen. To get people, strangers, to check out the podcast, click, listen, binge the content based on your episode titles. And of course, to keep your current listeners engaged. But again, why would having guest names in a title be a hindrance?
Well, you said it. The purpose of the episode title is to sell the listen to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see some random name in there, what is that going to do for them in terms of selling the listen? Is that going to convince them to listen if they just see a random human name that means nothing to them?
Okay. But then I guess that does make sense. But what if there's someone who is high profile, maybe is a celebrity, that is a got niche fame? What would you say about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, think to yourself, is this name a household name to my audience? I.e., if I got 100 of my audience in the room, would the vast majority know who this person is?
Got it. Okay.
And if the answer is yes, then again, think of those people. Think of those members of the audience. If they see a title with that guest's name is, they might be more likely to click because they recognize the name, right? It means something. They might be intrigued by what that person has to say. But on the other hand, if that's not the case and they're not a household name, and it's just some, and if it's not a household name, it's just a random name, right?
Yeah, agreed? That's true.
If they don't know the name, it is just a completely meaningless two words, right? Can we agree on that in the episode title?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Slight exception for if you say podcast growth coach Anthony Wineri, then okay, then it's not meaningless two words. I understand that you're a podcast growth coach. But still, if I don't know who you are, am I going to listen more? Am I going to be more likely to click on podcast growth coach shares expert advice or podcast growth coach Anthony Wineri shares expert advice?
Got it. I see what you're saying. So that makes so much sense. So what you're trying to say is basically when you have someone's name, your guest name in the title, and people don't know who they are, and it's both their name, the first and last name, it doesn't really add much. It might actually repel some people. It doesn't attract more people necessarily. And you're better off adding maybe more intrigue or more context to the guest without even saying their name. Like you mentioned, growth expert who did this, rather than growth expert Anthony Wineri who did this. I see. But then I guess, because I'm thinking to myself, a lot of our listeners right now will be like, yeah, guys, that sounds awesome, but I've got my platform. I want to make sure that if I get a guest on, I respect them and I put their name in my episode titles. So what would you say to them? Because that is a very good point at the end of the day, right? They've got a guest on, the guest has provided so much value to their audience. So how are they going to just almost like finesse them and not have their name in the episode titles? What would you say to that?
I would say, look, you want to respect the guest, right? What does respecting the guest mean? Why did they come on your podcast again?
I would say to provide some value, to probably use your platform.
To get their name out there, right? Using the platform. Again, yeah, of course, providing value is great. And I'm sure they want to do that. But it is to get their name out there, right?
Yeah, correct. To build their brand.
To get their name out there. And to get people to listen to them, right? To build their brand. So I realized to get my to get their name out there actually doesn't set myself up very well from what I'm about to say. But to build their brand, yeah, they want to be recognized, right? They want to grow yes. and more people to resonate with them and to follow them and, yeah, to build their brand. Now, two scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is going to get the guest more people to listen to their episode? A title where the whole title is just straight 10 out of 10 things that resonate with a listener and build intrigue and really sell it to them because it's something they understand and can see how it's going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, a title that might have some of that, but also just has a meaningless name in there.
Yeah, good point. I think probably A.
So with that logic, if it's a guest that people don't know,
are
they going to be better off having their name in the title and potentially just taking up space in the title and not getting people to click? Or not having their name in the title, still being the focus of the episode, still being in the show notes, still getting their dues, but having more people click and listen to them?
Yeah, you're right. I think if for me personally, I think for most people, most guests, they'll prefer to actually have an episode perform exceptionally well, people hear them on the actual podcast, their name be in the show notes, and still get that recognition. So yeah, I would agree. I do think that makes a lot of sense, to be fair.
I know we're really trying to play devil's advocate here. What are some other objections to this, right? So I think hopefully if you're listening right now, you can follow my, or you can follow our train of thought and see, you know, it might feel a bit wrong having the guest's name not in the title. It might feel like you're actually doing them a disservice or something like that. But actually, the doing them a disservice is not having a title that's going to get people to listen, right? And as we've covered, if it's a name people don't know, it's essentially, when you really boil it down, just meaningless words in the title. So we want to cut that out and use that valuable space to sell the listener with things that are going to matter.
Okay. Well, Tig, what if we have a Karen? And by the way, if you're called Karen, lots of love. We respect love you. We love you. But again, let's say you're called Karen. Actually, we had Karen on a podcast. Yeah. Karen's a great lady. Love Karen.
Love Karen.
Anyways, let's say you had a Karen that says, you know what? You have a Karen guest. They're like, you know what? No, I want my name on the title because and I want to be shown and I want my name to be out there. I guess, like, how would you handle some guests' expectations when it comes to their names not being in the title? That's kind of the question that comes to mind.
I would say, hey, no, I totally get that. And I'm having you on my show. I want to have a great time. I want this to be valuable for you. So I totally get that. We both want to make sure this episode gets out to the maximum amount of people. Right? So what I found that works best for me doing that is to use the title to really sell the listen based on the topics we cover in the episode and based on the value people are going to gain from listening and really just make sure the guests give you your praise at the start. We put the focus on you during the interview and of course mention you at the start of the show notes and of course have all your relevant links and information at the bottom. Does that work for you in terms of getting the episode out to people?
Yeah, that does work. And thank you for clarifying. Just a bit concerned, just thinking about it, because of course I'm trying to build a brand and do all these different things. So yeah, that does make a lot of sense, actually. Wow, man, you're such a professional.
Hey, stop, you're making me blush.
But yeah, all jokes aside, that genuinely, I think, breaking things down to your guests like that, you having control and having frame and letting them know, hey, you're not saying, I'm the one in charge, I decide what's going on. No, that's not it. You're just letting them know, hey, this is why I'm not having your name in the title, because X, Y, and Z. And actually, it's to your own benefit. I'm not just doing this to be rude or to be obnoxious. I'm doing it because I want this episode to perform, believe it or not. I want my podcast to grow.
And vice versa, if their name is going to get clicks and actually is better off in the title, i.e. if you're having someone famous on the show or something that the majority of your listeners will know, then of course have it in there. There are definitely exceptions to this rule. But the majority of the time, for the majority of our audience listening right now, a majority of your guests, it will actually detract from the power of the episode title by putting them at the focus, and you're better off using that space, again, to really sell the listen with the topics you're covering, the problems you're solving, the most intriguing thing about the episode, which again, certainly isn't a random person's name.
And that is why you're doing your guests a disservice by having their name in your episode titles. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.